friends. It's Thursday, November 4th, and this is another edition of Unfathomable Grace. It's a weekly devotional, well, almost weekly. We missed one last week that comes out on Thursday, where I just long to somehow encourage you with something from God's good word. Today, I want to talk about arrogant Christians. Even worse than that are arrogant Calvinist Christians. Of all people, those who understand the Reformed faith, we should be the most humble people on the planet. But sadly, that's not always the case. Are you surprised by that statement? I mean, do you really think you're good, acceptable, okay, righteous, holy? Do you really think that because of yourself and your own performance, you're all right with God? Moral, ethical, lawful, or obedient? Quite often, we do think we're better than other people. I know that if you're the progressive brand, you think that you're better than all those old-fashioned conservatives. And those who are of the conservative brand absolutely know they're better than the progressives. The irreligious think they're better than those who are hypocritically religious, and those who are hypocritically religious think they're better than the non-religious. Those who are scandalous at least take pride in the fact that they're not living a hypocritical life. They mock those who commit secret sin, while those who commit secret sin think they're better than those who are scandalous because at least they keep their sins hidden. Those who are Presbyterians, they take pride in their denomination, like they're synonymous with the elect, while non-denominationalists take pride in the fact that they haven't lessened themselves or lowered themselves to take on any other denominational tag. We find ways to think that we are better than other people. But we're not the first. We're in a long line of religious people who have done this. We call them Pharisees, legalists, moralists. And Jesus calls them, or us, fools. Fools that go around saying, God, I'm so thankful that I'm not a sinner like so-and-so. And that's exactly what the Pharisee did in the gospel. And God looks and says, what a fool. God values the one who says, oh, Father, be merciful to me. Beating his breast, saying, I am a sinner. But somehow, religious fools like me and you, we think we're better than other people. We take credit for our goodness, for our morality. And in order to do this, we have to play games with reality. We're kind of like the emperor with no clothes on, walking around pretending that we're good when other people, especially God, sees right through us and sees our spiritual nakedness. So how do legalists do it? How do we do it? How do we exalt ourselves and pretend we're better than other people? How do we boast in our own self-righteousness? Well, I have six ways that I thought through this morning. The only way that I can possibly think I'm good is to only look at some of God's laws instead of all of them. I pick, like, the Ten Commandments and ignore other ones. Secondly, I can look at externals and say, see, with my actions, I'm doing that which is right, while only ignoring my desires and my thoughts. Or third, I look at only sins of commission and never consider sins of omission, those things I ought to be doing that I don't do fully. Or fourthly, I look at my own progress and find great delight in my progress as opposed to looking at the standard of perfection, which is the standard God looks at. Well, then I start looking at my neighbors and start judging myself based on how well they're doing compared to how well I'm doing instead of looking at Christ. And then finally, the only possible way for me to be righteous and be a law keeper is to be a legalist and add my own laws, not to be satisfied with those that are found in Scripture, but to make up other rules that now I can keep, that I can finally look at myself and call myself a law keeper. And when I do so, I'm like the king without clothes. When I do so, I'm like the kid who in his backyard with the bat throws the ball up in the air to hit it, and he swings and misses and yells, "Strike one!" He picks up the ball, knocks his cleats together, throws it in the air, swings and says, "I'm the greatest batter in the world," and then he misses and strike two. With great resolve, he says and declares, and he looks out and he says, "I'm the greatest hitter of all time," and he throws the ball in the air and he swings, and this time he misses again. Strike three. He lowers his head, takes off his hat, turns around, and then he says, "Wow, who knew it? I'm the greatest pitcher of all time." That young man in the backyard was destined. He was determined. I'm going to find a way to be the greatest at something. And that's what we end up doing. But what does God think? In his word, God says that the religious Jews are no better off than the irreligious Gentiles. And in Romans 3, he says, "None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. All have become worthless. No one does good, not even one." Paul continues to write, and we know that the law speaks to those who are under the law so that every mouth may be stopped. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in God's sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But there's good news for those who are humble and recognize their lack of righteousness, their self-unrighteousness. Paul continues, "But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. We are justified by his grace as a gift, not as wages, not as merit, as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." And in verse 27 of Romans 3, Paul says, "Then what becomes of our boasting?" He answers his own question. It is excluded. So, how do we end this video, audio, blog? Let's be humble. Let's be humble when we look at ourselves. Let's be humble when we look at others. Let's just grab other people and have them run with us to Jesus Christ, who is our righteousness. We're not any better than they are. Our sins are just as odious as theirs, maybe even more so. But Jesus Christ is the great Savior who loves to save humble sinners. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.